How's everybody doing out there? This is Sully, and you're listening to RadioValencia.fm. The show is Sufficient Grounds here. Hope you're having a good Sunday. Excited to be here for the next 2 hours up till 12 o'clock, playing you my eclectic array of music that you find here at Radio Freeform Radio Valencia. Excited for today. It's a little cool out there. It's almost all get here, but it's not quite here yet. Kind of odd here, almost all the way through October. And it's still quite warm here in the Bay Area. Maybe it's the same way where you are. Maybe it's cooler. Anywho, that's what's happened here in the Mission in San Francisco. So let's just jump into it right now. Start off with something called Morning Globes. You always got to glow, hopefully, on your Radio Valencia.
It's to glow when you know.
Chose le bonheur à Paris. Someone
That was some good old folk rock right there for you. From Sharon Van Etten. That was a single that's on a pre-release. It's entitled Afterlife. The album's coming out next February. It was with Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. And then before that, we heard Much Ado About Nothing by the Birmingham, Alabama band Waxahachie. It's a single, brand new, 2024. Catherine Crutchfield there on vocals, just beautiful. And then before that, we heard some French music. We heard Le Printemps à Paris by Jacqueline Taib. Off the 1967 EP. Qu'est-ce qu'on s'est marié à la fête? Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Comment allez-vous? Oui, oui, d'accord. There's my French for the day. Le Printemps à Paris translates into Spring in Paris. And then, interesting, the title of the song, which is Le Printemps à Paris. Like I said, it's Spring in Paris, but the name of the album is Qu'est-ce c'est quoi c'est Marie Mal à la fac, translates into What's the Fun of College? Interesting. I think it reads better in French, even if I've messed that up. But anyway, and then we started off the show and the set with, well, a musical, from a song from a musical from Pippin. We heard Morning Glow. That was sung by John Rubinstein, with the original Broadway production of Pippin back in 1972. Of course, that's based on the book by Roger Orhearson and Bob Fosse, who would later go on to direct the original Broadway production. And that's the set. I am Sully. Welcome to the show. This is Sufficient Grounds here. I'll be here till noon today here on the West Coast. Hope you're having a good morning so far, whatever you're doing. Maybe you went out for a walk today. Maybe you're in the yard cleaning up before the snow or the rain comes. Maybe you're getting ready for football, got those ribs going. Maybe you're just chilling, listening to me. I love it all. All right. Got kind of a cool show here. I got some little tribute coming up here a little bit later. But right now, let's listen to Taz Crew. Something live, brand new and live from him, a song called Take Me Back to Tulsa. Let's get into it right now on your Radio Valencia.
Thank you. Yes, he asked me for my license, but instead I showed a picture of you. He said something in his radio, then I honked and more patrol car show. And we would pedal to the metal, license I've been clearing out my road, yeah. Take me back to Tulsa, honey, one more time. Take me back to Tulsa, honey, one more time. Take me back to Tulsa, but I can't stop thinking of you. Take me back to Tulsa, honey, one more time. Take me back to Tulsa, honey, one more time. Take me back to Tulsa, just a one more time. One more time. One more time. Take me back to Tulsa, honey.
But my mother and my team running in my dream fastest you ever seen. When I met you, it was just like being born. There was no past to mourn. I lay around in this necklace I adorn, never worry about a storm. Every night I'm warm. One word. Sick fool, running like I'll die if I don't get to you. Running like I got more legs than two. Running like it's something that I was born to do. I lay down dead every time. Barely breathe. Lock my eye on a clearing in the tree till you return to me. One word and I'm running. One word. Sick fool, running like I'll die if I don't get to you. Running like I got more legs than two. Running like it's something that I just had to do. Running like I only got a little more life. Running like your love is gonna save my life. Running like you think I'm gonna run all night. Running, running.
Yeah, that was the Castiles, actually from Santa Rosa, California. They were a band back in 1959-1965. That was Little Sad Eyes, and that was off their 1962 release, So This Is Love. Kind of a Beach Boys vibe kind of going there. And then before that, we heard Autumn Sweater by Yola Tango. It was off their 1997 release, I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Autumn Sweater. I know some of you out there probably would like to put your autumn sweater on after you put your summer clothes away. Fortunately, the theme, October seems to be warm weather. And then right before that, we heard something new from Shovels and Rope. We heard Love Song from a Dog. It was also featuring Gregory Alan Isakoff on vocals. That's a dynamic duo couple from Charleston, South Carolina. Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hirsch. And then right before that, we heard what do we hear here? Take Me Back from Taz Crew, the blues musician from Clinton, New Jersey. That's off a brand new release called Taz Crew Band Live. It was fun. Actually, I didn't say this, but the Shovels and Rope release is brand new, and the album is called Something Is Working Up Above My Head. Okay, got to get this right here. Got a process here. Sometimes it goes awry, and you have to pause, and you have to correct yourself. You know how it is. All right. Let's kind of keep going here with the new theme. So we're going to hear something from Seb Redax called Memoir Selective. Memory Selective here on your Radio Valencia with Sully.
Attitude négative. Oh ouais.
I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. Without you, babe, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay it in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over, all over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She said, he said, everybody's darling, but she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She said,
now you wanna talk about beating? Let's talk about beating.
He said, Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said,
take a walk from outside.
I said, hey Joe,
take a walk, 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 take a walk
take a walk on the wild side.
Soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo. You should have seen them go. Just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Of course, a cover of Lou Reed's song Walk on the Wild Side, and that was performed by Scottish singer Storm Lee, and that was off the 2013 release God Save the Queen. Right before that, we heard Oh Yeah, Oh Yeah. We heard Oh Yeah by Roxy Music, and that was off the 1980 release Flesh and Blood. There you got, of course, Brian Ferry there. Wonderful song. And then we heard from the One Hit Wonders, they probably don't think that, Exile, from Richmond, Kentucky. That was Kiss You All Over, and that was off their third album, Mixed Emotions, back in 1978. For some reason, when I heard that song, I was thinking of the TV show Freaks and Geeks from back in the day. It was a popular show that kind of went off the air too soon, I think, in the early 2000s. I'm not quite sure on the dates on that, but they popularized a hour program about high school life back in the late 70s. And then we started off the set with Memoir Selection Selective by Seb Redux off the album 1977. It's from Lyon, France, and that's brand new. And that brings you up to date, caught up there. Yeah, so I'm going to do a little tribute set right now, a little short one, depending how you look at it. Phil Lesh, bassist for the Grateful Dead, just passed away this past week. Was born back in 1940 in actually Berkeley, California, and did some digging on him, and actually went to Berkeley High, where DJ Ryan went to, where he learned to play the violin, and then ran into Jerry Garcia just down the street at KPFA there, literally just down the street there on Martin Luther King there, University Avenue, and was introduced to Jerry, and they was involved with the Warlocks right before the Grateful Dead. He had a really unique approach to playing the bass, a lot of influence from his training, jazz and classical. Kind of turned the Grateful Dead on to John Coltrane, as a matter of fact. I wouldn't consider myself a Deadhead, per se, but I've probably seen 15 shows over the years, but I have friends who are big Deadheads, and, of course, mourning his passing as well. So I'm going to play you a track right now, and I want you to hang with it. And I want you to kind of approach it like jazz. First, 3.5 minutes are, it's a little sing-songy, it's a little barbershop quartet, kind of with a druid sing-along thing going on there. But at 3:30 into the song, Phil puts his foot down, and he's, you know, bassist, you know, an instrument that would normally be in the back with the drums, but he's up there up front, and then he's got the staccato playing of Jerry Garcia playing with him, Phil coming in with the rhythm there. I mean, it's so if you're able, this is my suggestion. You can hear the emphaticness in my voice. Crank this up. If it's in your ears, crank it up. If you got a stereo at home, you're listening to, just crank it up. Let the neighbors hear this song, because this bass, this whole song just explodes, and it's quite compelling. So let's just all lean in this together right now. Indulge me. Crank this up, and let's listen to some Phil Lesh and the Grateful Dead here on your Radio Valencia with Sully. Cheers.